Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
"Friends, you won't get anywhere in this world unless you're decisive. Always give a definite answer. Yes, no, or maybe."
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now into the business at hand. By the way, Ginger, where were you this morning?
I went downtown and bought myself the cutest three-piece bathing suit.
A three-piece bathing suit? Well, what's the third piece?
Well, that's the big piece, Mr. Holtz, the label.
Well, I can just imagine what it's like.
You ought to see me in it, Mr. Holtz.
Now, wait a minute, Ginger. I've seen Betty Grable in a bathing suit. I've seen Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Dorothy L'Amour. Do you think that you can compete with them? Well?
I was waiting till you got to Zazu Pitts.
Well, don't think it hasn't been charming, because it hasn't. Well, here's a little story that when I tell you this, you'll die. I went to the opera. Can you imagine me at the opera? And in the middle of the opera, they have a ballet. The most beautiful ballet you ever saw in your life. 300 girls on their toes out in the woods, all dressed very young. And then they got the head girl. Her name is Premiere. Premiere. Her last name is Premiere Dansuzi. She's dressed 45 degrees younger than spring. She comes out of the woods. She's running. Have you ever noticed those girls always running? Nobody's running after her. And then they have the head man. His name is Adagio. Sam Adagio. All he's got on is a stale leopard and a big stick, a crooked stick. He's a hostess for sheep. He comes out of the woods. He's looking for Dansuzi, you see. She's standing in the middle of the stage, hiding behind nothing. But he looks in the balcony, looks in the gallery, looks in the orchestra. He looks every place but where she's standing. Because if he sees her, the show's over. Well, finally, after months of search, he sees her. He sees her. He wants her, so he runs after her, you see. But she don't want it. He wants, she don't want it. He wants, she don't want it. He started chasing that girl at 9:05. I left 11:15. I don't know how he made out.
Would you take me to the beach sometime, Mr. Holtz?
Oh, of course. I suppose you like the beach.
Oh, most of the time, Mr. Holtz. Only the last time I went, a crab bit my toe.
Yeah? Which one?
I don't know, Mr. Holtz. All those crabs look alike to me.
And to me, too. Meeting's adjourned.